большое удовольствие быть с вами сегодня без внимания.
I'd like to know, before we begin, if there are any people in the audience tonight who are attending the Hare Krishna program for the first time.
Я бы хотел спросить до того, как мы начнем. Есть ли кто-нибудь здесь сегодня в аудитории, кто посещает программу Hare Krishna в первый день?
You'd let us know by putting your hand up.
Вы можете показать это, подняв свою руку.
There's some new people in this evening.
Итак, сегодня у нас есть новые люди.
So we'll begin the program by chanting Hare Krishna.
Мы начнем программу с воспевания Hare Krishna.
And I can explain the chanting of Hare Krishna mantra.
Я могу объяснить воспевание Hare Krishna mantra.
This Hare Krishna mantra is a transcendental sound vibration.
Это Hare Krishna mantra является трансцендентной звуковой вибрацией.
That means it's a sound vibration that comes from the absolute realm of existence.
Это означает, что это звуковая трансцендентная звуковая вибрация исходит с абсолютного уровня существования.
There's different levels of existence.
Существует различные уровни существования.
There's the relative plane of existence.
Существует относительный уровень существования.
And there's the absolute spiritual platform.
Существует абсолютное духовное уровень.
And there's a big difference between the two of them.
Существует огромная разница между двумя и двумя.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Я не думаю, что...
It looks real nice.
Он выглядит, что он кажется красивым вещь.
But unfortunately, it doesn't work.
Но для счастья не работает.
So, there's different levels of existence.
Итак, существует различные уровни.
There's this relative plane that we're living in now.
Существует относительный уровень, на котором, в котором мы живем сейчас.
And then there's the absolute plane.
И существует абсолютный.
Now, relative means that one thing is relative or depending upon something else.
И относительно означает, что одна вещь зависит от другой.
The name of an object.
Имя объекта.
Hold on a second,
see what these gentlemen are doing. So, on the relative plane of existence, the name of an object and the object are relative to one another. For example, say I'm going to drink water. If I were to simply sit here and say,
I could
go wada 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 wada, that's not going to satisfy my thirst. Because the name wada and the substance wada are relative. But I'd have to open the bottle, fill the glass, then my thirst can become satisfied. But absolute platform of existence means that there's no duality. That means that the name of an object and the object are absolutely the same. Therefore, if we will vibrate the absolute name of God, then God will be present in that sound vibration. Now, for people who are new here for the first time tonight, you may be questioning, well, according to the Hare Krishna idea, who is God? Well, our understanding is that there's only one God. But he's known by different names. Just like this boy here. I call him Alexei. But his mommy only has a pet name, and she calls him. And his professors in the institute, they may have something else that they call him. And his younger brother probably has a bad name that he calls him. So even this boy Alexei, he has so many different names. But he's just one person. In the same way, God is just one person. But in some cultures, he's known as Allah. In some places, he's known as Jehovah. And in the ancient Sanskrit language, God is known as
Krishna.
Krishna means the all attractive or most beautiful person. And as I was saying, God is named for the
saint.
So we will vibrate the transcendental sound vibration of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. We can personally associate with the original person. And by that association, our consciousness may become purified of material identification. Our actual nature is that we're spiritual. No one sitting in this audience tonight for their body. No one sitting in the audience tonight is Russian or Kazakhstani or American. No one sitting in the audience tonight is a man, a woman, a boy, or a
girl.
But what we are is that we're spirit. We're pure consciousness that gives life to this material body. The body has been compared to an automobile that we ride in. Or another analysis of the body is like a set of clothes that you put on and take off. So it is actually like that. At the time of conception, the soul enters the body, and then the body, it grows, and the body undergoes changes, undergoing so many different changes. In fact, at every single moment of our life, every single second of our life, our body is changing. But because we do not have such good perception with our senses, we do not perceive that fact. Just like today, we were at Karaganda before we left. We came out of the apartment, and in front of all the apartments here in CIS, they have the benches that people sit on. And I saw one young mother, and she was holding her baby daughter on her lap. And sitting next to that young mother was her middle-aged mother. And then on the bench across them were sitting three elderly
bhikkhus.
And I said, and I mentioned to one of the men that I was with, I said, generally we cannot see the change in the body. But here the whole manifestation of life is present before us. The soul sometimes manifesting in a young girl's body. And then sometimes in a youthful girl's body. And sometimes in a middle-aged man's body. And then sometimes in a dindushka body. And then the body will undergo the final change. And the Bible changes calls death. But we have experienced so many changes in this body. And we have remained the same, even though we've totally changed our bodies. So it's safe to conclude, it's logical to conclude, that when we undergo the change of body, which is called death, we will not, at that time, we will not cease to exist. But we will continue to live forever. The Bhagavad Gita, which was spoken by Krishna 5,000 years ago, Lord Krishna says, for one who is born dead, a serpent. And for one who dies, birth a serpent. He tells the student Arjuna, the wise man laments neither the living nor the dead.
Because
the wise man will rise to a spiritual understanding of life. That we're not as a body nor as a soul. Now the symptom of the soul is consciousness. Just like the symptom of the sun in the sky is the presence of heat and light. So the fact that we have a soul within our body is perceivable by the fact that we are all conscious beings. We experience happiness and distress. We can hear, we can see. If somebody comes and slaps us, we feel that. So the consciousness, due to the fact that life has come to this otherwise dead material body, that indicates there's a soul present within. And the great Vedic literatures of ancient India, they've indicated that the specific purpose of the human life is to understand that soul. In fact, the Vedic literature says that Atato Brahma Jignasya, the human life is meant for spiritual realization. It's described in the Vedas that the living entity is transmigrating through so many species of life in this material world. And the Vedas are very, very scientific and exact. The Vedic literatures explain that within this material cosmos, there are 8,400,000 different species of life. So the many species of life is aquatics. Or reptiles, or birds, or mammals. And then the Vedic literature explain that there are 400,000 species of human life. And some of those species are less developed and some of them are more developed. But the Vedas explain that the human life is a big benediction, because when you come to the human species of life, you're granted advanced intelligence and developed consciousness so that you can actually understand who you are. Our spiritual master Srila Prabhupada has explained That human life actually begins when we question who we are. Or how we came here. Or how this cosmos was created. Or if there will be something after this lifetime. I was thinking recently, since I've been traveling here in CIS, every place I go, there are statues of Yuri Gagarin. So I was remembering when I was a boy in America, when I was only about maybe 8 or 9 years old. And then we heard in the news that the Russians had put Yuri Gagarin into space. So that night I took my father. He said, Father, Father, quickly, let's go outside and look into space. And we can see Yuri Gagarin in space. And I remember I took my father outside, we were looking at the stars. And I was becoming overwhelmed with the greatness of it all. And I
said,
my father, I said, Father, who's created all these stars? Who has created me? How did I get here into this world? And is there life on other planets beyond this world? So many questions I had. And the Vedas explained that when we begin to question in this way, we start to question, really, what is human life? But unfortunately, in the world today, we see that people, they don't give so much emphasis to the questions of who am I or what am I doing here. But the main question is economic
development.
How can I make enough money to live? So the intelligence of man in this modern civilization has become distracted.
И так разум людей в современном обществе стал отбил пути в пути.
And people are very strongly pursuing economic development.
И люди сильно стремятся к экономическому развитию.
For the purpose of becoming happy and satisfied.
Ради того, чтобы стать счастливым и удовлетворенным.
But the result of it all is that people aren't becoming more satisfied.
Но в результате всего этого люди вовсе не становятся удовлетворенными.
But rather people are becoming more frustrated.
Они те, кто больше и больше несчастья и крах.
So the Vedic literatures, they specifically pointed out that when we have this human form of life, we're supposed to rise to the spiritual platform, understanding how we're not the body.
Ведические писания утверждают, что когда мы приобретаем эти человеческие тела, мы должны подняться на духовный уровень, понять, что мы не являемся эти тела.
Soul is eternal.
Душа вечна.
You, the individual,
we individual,
but this body is temporary. So if you utilize all of your efforts of life for simply finding the happiness of the body, what gain is
there?
But if you can utilize your intelligence for understanding the pleasure of the soul, then you will eternally benefit. And actually solve the real problem of life in this world. The real problem is that we're all
going
to die. So we should understand what is beyond death. According to some ideas current in the world today.
В соответствии с некоторыми идеями, которые очень известны в своем мнении,
when the body dies, you But this is not the Vedic or the Krishna conscious understanding. This is the understanding that the Vedic teacher of the Institute. The current idea is that consciousness arises from matter. They say that the sperm and the egg comes together in the womb of the mother. And after some process of chemical reaction, and due to one of those reactions, consciousness develops. Then consciousness stays with the body. Until the material body degenerates. The consciousness is lost. So this philosophy means that before this life you were nothing. And after this life you will be nothing. So naturally, the only purpose of life is to try to find as much temporary pleasure as possible. But this philosophy is not something which we've ever perceived in this world. The consciousness arises from matter. But rather the Krishna conscious viewpoint is that matter is activated when it comes in contact with consciousness. It's like we had our situation with microphones tonight. It's a very good piece of matter. And it's very effective. But it doesn't work unless the conscious living entity turns the switch and gives it to work. Or a door is a very good thing. But a door will not work on its own because it's just matter. But when the conscious being pushes the door, then it works. So we are consciousness. We are not matter. And if we identify solely with matter, if we think that we're Russians or Americans, if we maintain that type of consciousness, then that consciousness will determine the situation that we'll have in our next life. But if we can understand that we're spiritual, then the situation our next life is spiritual destination. So this is the idea of mantra meditation. So many different points
are
brought up tonight. But through chanting this Hare Krishna mantra, the effect that it has is that it cleanses your consciousness of material
identification.
Our spiritual master used to give a nice example. Our consciousness now is like a mirror that is covered with so much dust. And when you look in that mirror, you can't get a clear reflection of who you are. See, but if you undergo some process to wipe the dust from the mirror, when you look in the mirror, you get your reflection purely. So now when we examine our consciousness, we don't get a clear reflection. We think that we're
men
and women, or whatever the case
may
be. But when the consciousness is pure, we'll see that we're
Well,
my spirit's been asking you to give another example to understand the point. Say you take an old-fashioned camera that doesn't have that automatic mounting
movement,
and you take one snapshot. You make the snap, and then you don't wind it, you can wind it.
No, that is not enough. This keep going.
And after
show
snap, you begin to wind it.
After that, what is this keep
going? Then you have double exposure. And you have triple exposure. And ultimately, what happens is your film becomes so overexposed that it's impossible to see the original snapshot that you took. So now our consciousness has become so overexposed to material existence.
И сейчас наше сознание просто на него как много наложено различных фотографий материального существования.
Due to the fact of having transmigrated through so many material bodies since immemorial time.
Благодаря тому, что мы переселялись так много различных типов материальных тел за давание времени.
And we've lost the original snapshot.
Что мы потеряли тот изначальный снимок.
We've lost the original conception that we're pure spirit. So Ayushna, chanting Ayushna mantra, can actually cleanse our consciousness and bring us to the original spiritual conception of life. The second benefit of chanting the Hare Krishna mantra is that all the anxiety that we experience in this world becomes extinguished. Actually, we say that this is the Maha Mantra. And mantra is a Sanskrit word. In fact, mantra is two Sanskrit words. One word is mana, and that means the mind. And dra means that which gives freedom. So this is a sound vibration that will free the mind from material anxiety. And we can see now we're always in anxiety. We're distressed in so many ways. And it's not only that here in Kazakhstan people are in distress. I was in New York City a few months ago. And there is the most distressed place that you've ever seen in your life. New York is actually a hell, although people think that it's something like going to heaven. So, if you hear this transcendental sound vibration, your mind will become free from material anxiety. And you'll actually step onto the spiritual path of existence. So now what we'll do is we'll chant. As I mentioned, Krishna means, is the Sanskrit name of God, that means the all-attractive person. By chanting this Maha Mantra, you will actually develop your relationship with the all-attractive person. But here in this world, we're always looking to develop relationship with the most attractive person. Like every man is thinking, if I can just find the most attractive woman. And everyone is thinking about his mind most attractive
men.
But the original attractive person is God. So that's what Krishna means, the all-attractive person. And Rama means the reservoir of all happiness. And Hare, in any case, the energy of God. So you can see the mantra put together, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And we'll practice this transcendental meditation now. We'd like all our guests to join us in before we chant, I'll say the mantra, everyone can repeat. Okay? The devotees, they tell me that the people of Akmala, they have the most beautiful voices of anyone in Pakistan. It's true. So now we can hear the beautiful voices. Hare Krishna. Who's stronger than that? Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Krishna Krishna.
Krishna Krishna.
Hare Hare.
Hare Hare.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Rama Rama.
Rama Rama.
Hare Hare.
Hare Hare.
Very, very nice. So now we'll sing Hare Krishna mantra. And when we sing this process, first I'll sing the mantra and then everyone will respond. So all you people who may be newcomers or first timers, what you can do is when the devotees respond, you can sing along with them.
And don't be shy to chant. Because you've come all the way down into the Hare Krishna program.
We're all friends down here. So you don't have to worry about a lot of person sitting next to you doing a thing, you start singing Hare Krishna. And one thing for all the men who are
yogis
tonight, you should all chant enthusiastically. Because sometimes I've noticed here in Kazakhstan that the men don't chant so much. So I asked one guy, I said, why don't you chant when we have pure time? And he said, well, I didn't chant because I was afraid my hair was going to fall out. Pretending this mantra doesn't make your hair fall out.
Don't make your mustache fall out.
Everyone join the chanting. You'll see that by chanting Hare Krishna, you don't have to.
I mean,
we tell people this all the time. You chant Hare Krishna, you'll become happy and free from anxiety. Now you can practically experience it. I mean, even we can make an experiment before chanting Hare Krishna. Before we start playing instruments. Everyone just repeat one more time.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Krishna Krishna.
Now, quick to look at the person sitting next to you, you'll see they have a big smile.
I think the money who was in the chair is that the money will be in the shoe if you can't find it.
So, Jenny, very good. So now we're going to play some instruments. And then we can answer some questions that you may have about this process of Krishna consciousness. And then we may have a little more chanting. So when we chant tonight, we're going to play traditional Indian instruments. And this is a drum here. This is called the Rinelli drum. And generally, this drums are generally made from clay. And they are always used in devotional singing of songs in India. And we have another instrument which is called Harantal. And you can hear the sweet sound of the
kartal.
So these kartals, and remember, they're always used in the congregational chanting of Hare Krishna. When we all sing together, it's called Sankirtan. Kirtan means the chanting of God's name.
And
Sankirtan means the complete chanting of the names of God.
So first
what we'll do is we have a system that we follow. We will sing one prayer that glorifies our Guru. And then we will sing one prayer that glorifies Lord Chaitanya
Mahaprabhu.
The incarnation of Krishna. Who appeared in West Bengal 5 years ago. And then we will sing Hare Krishna Mantra.
If you know
the mantra, just close your eyes and sing along. And if you don't know the mantra, simply look from the sign and sing along. By chanting this mantra, you can actually enter into your spiritual relationship with
Krishna.
Thank you.
Krishna, 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 Krish следующие волосы остались, как говорится.
So this process of mantra meditation is very easy to perform. In different ages, there are different prescribed processes of meditation. The universe has different ages. And one of the ages is called Satyayuga. In Satyayuga, people have very long duration of life. So during that age, the prescribed form of meditation was yoga. People would follow the process of Ashtanga yoga. And today, the Ashtanga yoga process is primarily seen in the Hatha yoga system. So by practicing yogic trance for literally thousands of years, the people would come to the point of meditation upon Bhagavan Park. You may say that in thousands of years. But this is actually the achievement of this mystic yogic process.
Это и было достижением этого мистического процесса йоги.
The yogi could control the ingoing breath and the outgoing breath.
Йоги могли контролировать входящий и выходящий поток воздуха дыхания.
This is the system which is called pranayama.
Это система, которая называется пранаяма.
Until they could actually make the airs of the body become perfectly still.
До тех пор, пока они совершенно не останавливали все потоки воздуха в теле.
And then they could increase the duration of life to great amounts.
Таким образом, они могли увеличить продолжительность своей жизни до огромных размеров.
I actually knew one Ashtanga yogi.
На самом деле, я знаю одного Ashtanga yogi.
And he was 400 years old.
Ему 400 тысяч лет.
I actually knew a man that was 400 years old.
Я знал его. Ему было 400 лет.
He lived in the same village that I live in India.
И он жил в той же деревне, где я жил в Индии.
And I used to go and see him. He lived by the river.
Я часто приходил посмотреть на него, жил рядом с рекой.
And I used to speak to him and have conversation with him.
Я часто разговаривал с ним и беседовал.
So, actually, in this age, that variety of yoga is very, very difficult to achieve and to attain perfection through.
И на самом деле в этот век посредством этого типа йоги очень трудно достичь совершенства.
Only very, very rare souls will practice that variety of yoga.
Только очень-очень редкие души могут практиковать этот тип йоги.
Then, in other ages of the universe.
И затем в другие века Вселенной.
They would practice very great sacrifices.
Практикуются большие жертвоприношения.
Or they would perform very elaborate worship in the temples.
Или очень роскошное поклонение божествам в храме.
But the age in which we're living now is called Kali Yuga.
Но век, в котором мы сейчас живем, называется Kali Yuga.
And in Kali Yuga, men they don't live a long time.
И в Kali Yuga люди не живут очень долго.
Practically speaking, if you're extremely fortunate,
практически говоря, если вам очень повезло,
you may live 70, 80, or maximum 100 years.
Вы можете прожить 70, 80 или как максимум 100 лет.
And it's described that in Kali Yuga, people really have no interest for spiritual realization.
И описывается, что в Kali Yuga люди на самом деле совершенно не заинтересованы в духовной самореализации.
People are disturbed and agitated all the time.
Люди все время обеспокоены и взволнованы.
People have very weak determination to achieve spiritual goals.
У них очень слабая решительность, чтобы достичь духовной цели.
So, in order to give people the ultimate spiritual benefit in this Kali Yuga,
и чтобы дать людям конечное духовное благо в эту Кали-Югу,
a very powerful process of meditation has been given.
Был, да, очень могущественный процесс медитации.
And that is the singing of Hare Krishna mantra.
Этот процесс распевания Hare Krishna mantra.
This is actually the prescribed process of meditation for this age we're living in.
На самом деле, это предписанный процесс медитации для того века, в котором мы живем.
Because in this Kali Yuga, it's an age of vices, an age of hypocrisy.
Поскольку этот век Kali Yuga, это век пороков и лицемерия.
And the vices that people have are very severe in Kali Yuga.
И пороки, которыми обладают люди в Кали-Югу, они очень сильны.
So powerful medicine is required.
И поэтому требуется очень могущественное лекарство.
Just like if Alexei came to me.
Так же, как если бы он пришел ко мне.
He may go, Maharaj.
Он может сказать, о, Махарадж.
I have a very bad disease.
У меня очень серьезная болезнь.
What is your disease?
Я спрошу, какова твоя болезнь?
I have cancer.
Он может сказать, у меня рак.
And go, oh. Well, I'm a good physician.
Я скажу, ну я очень хороший врач.
I have a very good medicine for your cancer.
У меня есть очень хорошее лекарство от твоего рака.
Here, take two aspirin.
Вот возьми два аспирина.
And Alexei will go.
И он уйдет.
But that medicine is not a proper medicine, it's going to cure you.
Но это лекарство же на самом деле не то лекарство, которое он. А, и он ответит, но это же лекарство не то же лекарство, которое может излечить меня.
I need something stronger than that.
Мне нужно что-нибудь более сильное, чем оно.
So in this Kali Yuga we need a very, very strong medicine.
И в эту Кали Йогу нам нужно действительно очень сильное лекарство.
So in this age, by proponents of Astanga Yoga, we will not receive the cure.
И в этот век, занимаясь Аштанга Йогой, мы не можем вылечиться.
Or simply by the process of meditation on spirit. Simply by the process of philosophical speculation.
Или просто следуя процессу философских спекуляций.
We won't be able to receive the cure.
Мы не сможем получить, не сможем излечиться.
But by chanting this Hare Krishna mantra.
Но воспевая это Hare Krishna mantra.
We'll actually receive the cure for our diseased consciousness.
Мы на самом деле получим то самое лекарство, которое поможет излечить наше сознание.
And we'll understand how we're not this body.
Мы поймем, что мы не являемся телами.
We're the soul.
Что мы являемся душами.
One time my spiritual master was speaking.
Однажды мой духовный учитель говорил.
He said, "We are not the body."
Он сказал, мы не тело, мы не являемся телами.
Then he gave practical example.
И затем он привел практический пример.
He said, "Just like when I want a new shirt."
Он сказал, вот так же, например, если я хочу новую рубашку.
I go to the cloth shop.
Я иду в магазин одежды.
And I buy the cloth.
Покупаю эту рубашку.
Then I go to the tailor.
Затем я покупаю ткань, затем иду к портному.
He measures my body.
Он измеряет мое тело.
And he cuts the cloth according to the size of my body.
И разрезает ткань в соответствии с размерами моего тела.
And he stitches the cloth.
Затем сшивает эту ткань.
Then I have a shirt that perfectly fits.
И тогда у меня получается рубашка, которая совершенно подходит мне.
But he said, just like the shirt is made to fit the body.
И он говорит, так же как рубашка сделана таким образом, что она подходит телу.
On the basis of our desires.
Также на основе наших желаний.
The body is made to fit the soul.
Тело сделано для того, тело подходит душе, соответственно.
Can you understand that?
Вы можете понять это?
That the soul is wearing this body.
Что душа на самом деле носит это тело.
For some years.
В течение нескольких лет.
But then it changes the body.
Но затем она меняет тело.
Just like a few months ago I went home to America.
Так же как несколько месяцев назад я был дома в Америке.
And I went to visit my mother.
Я отправился посетить мою маму.
My mother is very old now.
Она сейчас уже довольно старенькая. Ей 78 лет. И она так счастлива, что я стал
преданным Хари Кришне.
И я отправился домой посетить свою маму.
Dear, I'm going to show you something lovely.
И она сказала, дорогой, я хочу показать тебе нечто прекрасное. Я спросил, мам, что ты хочешь мне показать?
She said, dear, I'm going to show you the pictures of when you were a little boy.
Она сказала, дорогой, я хочу тебе показать фотографии, когда ты был маленьким мальчиком.
And I went, oh, more and more. I've seen those pictures 1,000 times.
Я видел эти фотографии 1,000 раз.
But then, how many of them were there?
Я хотел, чтобы мама была счастлива.
Я написал эту фото альбом.
Открыл его.
And there I was.
И там был я.
That day,
вот такой.
Completely naked.
Совершенно голенький.
Lying in bathtub.
Лежал в ванной.
And I went.
Я сказал.
Mom, what is that?
Я сказал, мам, что это такое?
That thing is so ugly.
Это вещичка, она такая уродливая. Я сказал, вообще это человек.
Но
он сказал, это ты.
Нет.
Я сказал, нет.
That's not me, is it?
Это не я, вот я.
He said, no, that's you when you were a baby.
Нет, она сказала, это ты, когда ты был ребенком.
I said, I never had a body like that.
Я сказал, у меня никогда не было такого тела.
And she said, you most certainly did.
Она сказала, да, конечно, у тебя было такое тело.
But now you've changed your body.
А сейчас ты просто сменил его.
And then she turned the next page.
Зачем она перевернула на следующую страницу?
And she showed me the picture of the teenage Govinda Swami.
И показала мне фотографию Говинды Свами подростка.
With long hair.
С длинными волосами.
With a long beard.
И длинной бородой.
And my beard was very, very red.
И моя борода была рыжая.
And my mother, because I had a red beard, she's probably communist.
Моя мама, поскольку у меня был рыжий брат, она всегда назвала меня коммунистом. Поскольку она думала, что все коммунисты носят рыжие головы.
So, she showed me the picture of myself as a teenager.
И она показала мне вот такую фотографию подростка.
I said, well, he's quite handsome guy.
Я сказал, ну это достаточно такой приятный парень.
But I mean, all that hair, it looks like he looks like an animal.
Но все эти волосы, он выглядит как животное.
I said, that can't be me.
Я сказал, это не могу быть я.
Because I don't have any hair at all.
Поскольку у меня совсем нет волос.
And my mother looked at me and said, no, no, it's you.
Но моя мама посмотрела на меня и сказала, да что ты, это не ты.
You have just changed your body.
Ты лишь сменил свое тело.
Then I looked at my mother.
Затем я посмотрел на свою маму.
And I said, what are you trying to tell me?
Я сказал, о чем ты пытаешься мне говорить?
Do you expect me to believe what you're saying?
Ты думаешь, что я поверю в то, что ты говоришь?
You're trying to tell me that I'm one thing and my body's something else.
Ты пытаешься убедить меня, что я одна вещь, а мое тело нечто другое.
Isn't that what you're trying to tell me?
Это то, что ты хочешь мне сказать?
My mother said,
yeah. Моя мама сказала, да.
And I said, well, when did you become such a big philosopher?
Я спросила, когда ты стал таким большим философом?
And then my mother looked at me, she said, dear, everyone knows that.
Затем она посмотрела на меня и сказала, дорогой, каждый знает это.
But they just forget sometimes.
Но просто люди забывают иногда.
And I said, well, how can you prove that to me? I wanted to test my mother.
Я хотел проверить ее и сказал.
I wanted her to preach Hare Krishna philosophy to me.
Я хотел, чтобы она проповедовала мне философию Hare Krishna.
So I asked my mother, I said, can you prove it to me?
Я спросил ее, можешь ли ты мне это доказать?
And I thought I would make her be quiet at that point. I thought I was going to make her be quiet.
Я думал, что она сейчас уже ничего не сможет
сказать.
А знаешь, что сказала мне моя мама?
She said,
она сказала,
this is my hand.
Это моя рука.
This is my head.
Это моя голова.
This is my belly.
Это мой живот.
This is my foot.
Это моя нога.
It belongs to me.
Это принадлежит мне.
Me and this hand are two different things.
Я это рука, две различные вещи. Я не говорю, это я рука, я говорю, это моя рука.
And I said, Mother, you are brilliant.
Я сказал, мама, да ты просто гений.
And she said, everyone knows this.
И она сказала, каждый знает это.
But she said, people just they forget it because people get into trying to enjoy the body.
Но она сказала, люди просто забывают об этом, поскольку они пытаются наслаждаться телом.
And then my mother, she told me, she said, you know when I had a big realization of this?
И она сказала, ты знаешь, когда у меня появилась такая большая реализация?
And I said, when?
Я спросил, когда?
And she said, probably you won't remember.
Может быть, ты и не помнишь?
Because you were just a young boy at that time.
Поскольку ты тогда еще был маленьким мальчиком.
And then my mother said,
мама сказала,
do you remember when your papa passed away?
Ты помнишь, когда твой папа умер?
I said, yeah.
Я сказал, да.
He said, you remember we went to the place and Papa was laying in the box?
Ты помнишь то место, куда мы отправили, где папа лежал в
траву? And I said, yeah.
Сказал, да.
And she said, and I was crying.
И она сказала, что я плакала.
And I was saying,
и говорил,
Папа has gone, Папа has gone.
Папа ушел, Папа ушел, Папа ушел.
And she said, and then you looked up.
И затем, и она сказала, что затем я посмотрел.
And I said, Papa hasn't gone anywhere.
Я сказал, Папа никуда не ушел.
Papa's laying in the box.
Вот он лежит здесь, как он.
And she said, no, no, he's gone.
Она сказала, да нет, он ушел.
And I said, no, no, he's laying in the box.
А ты сказала, да нет, он лежит в ящике, вот он, как он.
And she said, no, that's only his body.
Она сказала, нет, это лишь его тело.
The person's gone away.
Но личность ушла.
So we have so many experiences in this life that we can understand how we're not the body.
У нас есть так много опытов в жизни, посредством которых мы можем понять, что мы не являемся телом.
But hearing the sound vibration of Hare Krishna will actually conclusively awaken that spiritual understanding.
На слушание этой духовной вибрации Hare Krishna, она поможет нам полностью приобрести это духовное понимание.
And by chanting this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, when that spiritual understanding awakens, all good qualities will come into our lives.
И благодаря этому воспеванию Маха Мантры, когда наша духовная природа пробуждается, в нашу жизнь приходят все хорошие качества.
We'll develop truthfulness.
Мы развиваем правдивость,
compassion,
сострадание,
cleanliness, austerity,
чистоту и аскетизм,
tolerance,
терпение.
So many good spiritual qualities.
Так много хороших духовных качеств.
So this is why we encourage people to take up this process of bhakti yoga.
И поэтому мы пытаемся вдохновить людей принять этот процесс бхакти йоги.
So the chanting of Hare Krishna is the essence of the bhakti yoga process.
И воспевание Hare Krishna является сутью процесса бхакти йоги.
Bhakti yoga means the yoga of love and devotion.
Bhakti yoga означает йога любви и преданности.
And the idea of bhakti yoga is that anything you do in your life, you can take that and do it.
И смысл бхакти-йоги состоит в том, что бы ни делали вы в своей жизни, вы можете взять все это и использовать и делать это ради
Кришны.
И поступая так, ваше сознание, если вы будете поступать так, ваше сознание
очистится.
Мы хотели попросить всех вас здесь, людей, живущих в Акмале, принять практику сознания
Кришны.
Станьте сознающими Кришну в течение этой жизни. И решите главную проблему жизни, которая является смертью. И станьте счастливыми. Большое вам спасибо. Есть ли у вас какие-то вопросы сегодня?
Yes, sir.
Как образовался язык? Вы говорите, откуда происходит язык? И почему мантра имеет такую важность? В соответствии с ведическим писанием, все имеет свой источник в духовной личности. И первое высказывание ведических писаний
is a Sanskrit phrase.
Эта фраза звучит на санскрите так.
Which is Janmadasi Yataha. Which means that everything is an emanation of God.
Что означает, что все исходит из Бога.
So even language, it has its origin in the Supreme Person.
И даже язык, он исходит из Верховной Личности.
And then the Vedas were all spoken by Krishna himself in Sanskrit language.
И все Веды, они были произнесены самим Кришной на языке санскрите.
So it's been described that Sanskrit is one of, if not the oldest language which is present on the earth.
И описывается, что санскрит является одним из самых старых, если не самым старым языков, которые присутствуют на Земле.
And different languages throughout the world, you can find so many words in languages that have been derived from Sanskrit.
И в различных языках мира вы можете найти так много различных слов, которые были извлечены из санскрита.
So Sanskrit is that original language of the earth.
И санскрит является изначальным языком Земли.
The Vedas explain that in the anti-material world, Sanskrit is spoken also.
И Веды объясняют, что в антиматериальном мире также говорят на языке санскрите.
And why is mantra so powerful?
Почему мантра настолько могущественна?
Well, I explained that point in the beginning of the discussion tonight.
Я объяснил этот момент в самом начале сегодняшнего обсуждения.
Mantra, this maha mantra, is an absolute sound vibration.
Maha mantra является абсолютной звуковой вибрацией.
And it means that the sound of this mantra in God are non-different.
Это означает, что звук этой мантры и сам Бог они не отличны.
So simply through the vibration. Spiritual sound vibration.
И просто благодаря этой трансцендентной духовной языковой вибрации
one can associate with the original Supreme Person.
Человек может общаться с изначальной Верховной Личностью.
Now, if one will hear spiritual sound, it will awaken spiritual consciousness.
Если человек будет слушать духовные звуки, это пробудит его духовное сознание.
And if you hear material sound, it will increase your material consciousness.
Если человек будет слушать материальные звуки, это увеличит его материальное сознание.
This is like the potency of sound vibration.
Таково могущество звуковой вибрации.
For example, you may be sitting in your apartment.
Например, вы можете сидеть у себя дома на квартире.
And your telephone may ring.
И можно звонить ваш телефон.
So you pick up the phone and you go hello.
Вы поднимаете телефон и говорите «Алло».
And then somebody on the other end of the line says, I love you.
А кто-то на другом конце линии говорит, я люблю вас.
Somebody that you haven't spoken to for a long time and say, I love you.
Кто-то, с кем вы долго не говорили, говорит вам, я люблю тебя.
And it has such an effect.
Это производит такой эффект на ваше сознание.
Or how many stories are there in the world?
Или как существует много различных историй в мире?
You know, young boy meets young girl.
Молодой парень встречается с девушкой.
Young girl meets young boy.
Девушка встречается с парнем.
And then they chant the maha mantra.
И они воспевают маха мантры.
I love you.
Я люблю тебя.
And what an effect it has on the consciousness.
И какой это эффект производит на сознание.
Or, like when I was a boy in America.
Или как опять же, когда я был мальчиком, жил в Америке.
Although I'm not American.
Хотя я не американец.
Sometimes on national patriotic days.
Иногда, когда были национальные патриотические дни,
the big band would go into the street.
Большие оркестры шли по улице.
And they would play this patriotic music.
И играли патриотическую музыку.
And when you would hear the patriotic music, it would immediately create a certain mood.
И когда вы слышали эту патриотическую музыку, она тут же творила какое-то у вас такое настроение.
It would affect your consciousness in a particular way.
И влияло особым образом на ваше сознание.
Or some people like to listen to rock and roll.
Или некоторым людям нравится слушать рок-н-ролл.
And everyone knows what rock and roll does to you.
И все знаете, что рок-н-ролл делает с вами.
So, sound has great potency in affecting the consciousness.
Итак, звук он имеет очень большое влияние на сознание.
Especially because in the human form of life, our greatest sense of perception is our ear.
Особенно по той причине, поскольку в нашей человеческой форме жизни самое главное чувство восприятия — это ухо.
Different species of life, they have different powerful senses.
Различные типы жизни, они имеют различные могущественные чувства.
Like when we were driving here today from Karaganda.
Как вот, например, мы сегодня ехали сюда с Караганды.
We were driving along the wheat fields.
Ехали мимо полей пшеницы.
I saw so many hawks. Я видел одного
ястреба, летящих в небе.
And they were looking for a mouse in the field.
Они искали мышь в поле.
And they would see that mouse immediately.
И когда они видели мышь, они тоже.
They'd take that mouse and have supper.
Брали, хватали эту мышь и обедали.
So, a very powerful sense of the bird is his eye.
И таким образом, самым могущественным чувством этой птицы является его ее глаз.
And a dog will see with his nose.
А собака, она видит своим носом.
Dog is always smelling.
Собака всегда нюхает.
To identify.
Чтобы определить.
But a human really sees not with his eyes.
Но человек на самом деле видит не глазами.
Or with his nose.
Не своим носом.
Or with his tongue.
Не языком.
But a human sees really with his ears.
На самом деле человек видит ушами.
So that sense of hearing is very, very powerful.
И чувство слуха, оно на самом деле очень-очень могущественное.
For example, we may be laying asleep in the morning.
Например, мы можем утром лежать и спать.
And somebody may come into our room to wake us to tell us it's time to go to work.
И кто-нибудь может зайти в нашу комнату, чтобы разбудить нас и сказать, что пришло время отправляться на работу. И мы глубоко спим.
And the person comes in and they go like this.
Человек заходит и начинает махать вот так руками.
And it has no effect.
Это не производит никакого эффекта.
But if they go,
но если они захлопают, он захлопает.
Immediately, we awaken.
Тут же мы проснемся.
So the sense of hearing is very powerful.
И чувство слуха, оно очень могущественно.